Once Upon a Tangent.
Two guys, two writers. One of them here has actually written his own children's story. The other one is going to have a crack at a critique, a bit of a sounding board.
You say two writers, but writer's a strong word for what I do.
No, I think we're going to be okay.
Just general.
Now, being a writer, you normally have some sort of like a stage name or a...
Pen name. I've been thinking about this, actually, because if I ever wrote a book with a cover and it was for kids and, you know, it's colourful, you know, the ones that have really nice surfaces and they're thick and you want a name to really pop, even the kid can read it. So I'm going for a short name.
Yeah.
I reckon I would be something like Ted, because Ted's like Teddy.
Let's go Ted. Ted like Teddy.
Ted Brown. That's what I'd be, because it's like a name they can associate with.
Then you'll be Ted. Ted Brown. I'm going to be Duncraig.
It's very regal.
It's regal, all right.
Sounds like an estate. Or a whiskey.
Ooh, I'd like to be a whiskey.
Duncraig. But it's spelled with A-G-I-H, you know.
Yeah, Duncraig. So.
Duncraig. Yeah, so I've written a little kids book here.
Ted has a kids book.
Sorry, do I just call you Dun?
I'd prefer Duncraig.
Just the full name.
Yeah.
So you're a Madonna.
Dun's okay.
Duncraig.
So Ted's got a story of his own. We must emphasise this is original. No one else has seen or heard this. As another writer for the first time, am hearing this, and Ted wants to bounce it off me.
Yeah, actually, I value your opinion. You're a very good writer yourself. I've seen the awards you've got on your shelf, and I thought maybe you can give me some pointers.
Let's roll. What's its name?
Do you know the one thing I didn't do was give this thing a name? Don't choke on your beverage there. I didn't give it a name. Look, I'll give it usually it's the first line of the book is the name of the thing. In that case, it would be Wayne the Roo.
Wayne the Roo.
As in the kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Hope you like the name Wayne, because you're going to hear it quite a lot.
Okay, let's go with Wayne the Roo.
There was a very famous kangaroo called Wayne Carey. So that's where I got the name.
That's where
the inspiration of this one is Wayne Carey.
Very
AFL,
Australian.
Southern and Eastern States. Okay, here we go.
All right.
This is how it goes. Wayne the Roo is an Aussie kangaroo. He jumps.
Will it rhyme all the way through?
Yes. This is a rhyming book.
It's a massive poem.
This is how you sell to kids. You sell with a rhyme. How did you know I was going to rhyme?
It's already rhymed.
When? Oh, yeah, I did too. Sorry.
Oh, no, okay.
No, so, settle in for a rhyme fest, because I think rhymes is... Like, I'm aiming for a child who's probably 6, 7...
Man, tangents are going to really mess up your story with me throughout this.
Let's give it a go. Okay. Wayne the Roo is an Aussie kangaroo. He hops and jumps like Aussie roos do. He stands a little and jumps a lot and lies in the shade when it gets hot. I've seen
lazy.
No, but that's what they do. Kangaroos love a lie.
Is he going to be seen as a lazy kangaroo from here on in?
No, you'll see shortly that his journey is very active. He's an active kangaroo. He's fit, like Wayne Carey.
Okay, Wayne
Same
the
Same haircut as well. The illustration would have his nice curly mullet.
Okay.
Yeah, bit of a blue and white feel, just to give a little hint that he's a kangaroos player.
All right, sorry, so not a lazy roo.
Not a lazy
roo,
no, fit roo, active roo.
How does he stay active?
You're about to find out. He's motivated. He's motivated by this. His favourite snack is short green grass. He eats it slow. He doesn't eat fast. What do you think?
A little bit repetitive, that bit.
No, but that's what it's double redundancy. You've got to give the kid time to process.
What if he sees long grass? Hops past it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Eats somewhere else.
Do kangaroos actually eat long grass?
It's in your story.
I said short green grass. I don't know. Maybe.
All right, we'll see.
But one day while Wayne was grazing, he looked over the road to something amazing.
You couldn't rhyme grazing with amazing, what would it have been?
I was going to put gazing and grazing, but he's already looked, so he can't look and gaze and graze at the same time.
Okay.
So I had to make some... And do you think kids know what grazing is? Because I do it as an adult, tapas.
What sort of age range we're looking at? You graze on tapas.
Yeah, you know how you
That's grazing on something decent, not short grass.
Yeah, so a kangaroo, he's a hipster kangaroo. He likes to graze on things.
Okay.
Yeah, so look, I think what I found is I wrote this for a younger audience, like 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
And as it gets longer, it starts to go towards 6, 7, 8. So I might have missed my target here a little bit. I'm just self-critiquing, but I think that's what
So you're hoping the little kids have fallen asleep at some point and the older ones are still sitting there going, love the grazing.
But it's a payoff. It's a crescendo.
Wow.
It gets to the end. You're like, I'm glad I stayed up for this, mum and dad.
Okay.
You got kids. You test it out on them. It'll be good.
I'll test this
out. He's looking across the road. This is the picture. He's looking at something amazing. Okay. What is it? Wrong word. I don't even know my own script. Grass as far as the eye could see, tall and green and juicy as can be. Was so much food, much grass to mow. All he had to do was cross the road. And that rhymes with mow. I'm going to get a beer.
I'm going to pull you up there.
Why?
Road and mow doesn't rhyme.
No, I stuffed it up. I'll do it again. There was so much food, much grass to mow. All he had to do was cross the road. Delayed syllable. I mean, consonant.
Bro, is D on the next page? So when a parent's reading this for the first time, they're like, row.
Yeah. But children are forgiving. They don't need exact
rhymes. You're right.
It just sounds. Everything sounds foreign to them.
So if there's a road, is Wayne living amongst the suburbs, mingling? Does he have a bank account, a license?
No, I haven't gone that far.
Well, what's he doing near a road?
Well, his pasture happens to just have... Like, he didn't have much of a great, you know, financial... He lives by a road, like most kangaroos. You know how many dead kangaroos I used to see driving through the country?
Does he die in this?
There's a couple of near misses.
Right.
Life lessons.
So he looked across
The road, yes.
Okay,
well,
Ted,
I could make it the row. He could look across the row, but then what's the row? An illustration wouldn't make sense.
Well, it'd be a legit rhyme for a start.
Yeah. You're hurtful. You cut me deep, Duncraig. I'm going to carry on. He's looking across the road. He tried once, then twice, then tried again. But the road was too hot for poor little. Oh, I stuffed it up. Damn it.
Why didn't you use thrice?
You'll see why. Because I need it again. And I said again.
Oh,
this is the trap for the parent reading it. So I'm going to do that one more time. He tried once, then twice, then tried again. But the road was too hot for poor little Wayne. And that's why we call him Wayne. Because the name Rodney did not work anywhere.
Because of that. Okay. Yeah.
So there he goes.
There's no footbridge.
There's no footbridge.
No zebra crossing. No.
But that's the roads, you know, kangaroos in Australia have to cross roads at some point.
It's true.
At some point, there's no way of avoiding it. But it's too hot.
Does he seriously not die in this?
No, a couple of, like I said, near misses. But this is the life of a kangaroo.
I know where this is going, okay. Ted. Continue, Ted.
Thank you, Duncraig. To cross the road for the yummy feed. Bit of a, you know, what do you call that?
That's ochre. That's
yeah,
ochre,
bit
Aussie.
Of like a yummy feed. Wayne needs big leaps and super speed. Remember, three-year-olds, they love this.
Okay.
One hop, two hops. Oh, no, a big truck. Come back, Wayne, or you'll get squashed. The rhyme is a little bit iffy there.
What is the rhyme? It's not iffy. I don't think there's a rhyme.
Truck and squashed. Now that I say it out loud, I hear it. No, maybe that line
to be said
come
aloud
out.
To hear
would
it.
I'll take out that line. Come back, Wayne, you'll get squashed. So it would just be one hop, two hops. Oh, no, a big truck. The face. Duncraig, you could be more supportive with your...
In my mind, I'm thinking, oh no, even without the illustrations there.
Yeah.
Oh, don't.
The illustration's going to be great, though.
Wayno.
Big.
Don't.
Wayno.
Cross the road.
Yeah, imagine, you know, your children looking at it and like, is he going to die, Dad? This is the climax.
That's a nice thought.
Mid-book climax.
I don't know if my kids would like that.
Dealing with death. Start early.
Ugh.
I feel. But don't worry, he doesn't die. Here's the next line.
But what if the kids, I know it's the first dealing with death, but what if they focus on the lack of rhyming in that part?
Well, like I said, I'm taking out squashed, but it's one hop, two hops, oh no, a big truck. You have to sort of say it that way. I think there's an onus on the parent to really work the rhyme.
But think a parent's tired, they really want it to be over fairly quickly. To be honest, they will see that it hasn't rhymed and the kid will be like, Dad, that doesn't shut it. Keep going. Wayne.
So now in this next illustration, you see that he's come back to the side of his road again, back to his like home base.
Okay.
Wayne took a breath. What a terrible fright. But he couldn't stop thinking of that other side. He turned his head right, then he turned his head left, road safety. The road was clear. So he took a little step. So this time he's not racing. He's double-checking
the
road.
Should be called Dumb Wayne.
Well, Wayne's learning. When did you learn to cross the road? You know that you didn't just master road
Where
crossing
are his
in
parents?
The first time.
Where are his parents?
I've never seen kangaroos have parents. They're just free roaming. They call them a mob, but I really don't think they stick together.
So he's trying to cross the road on his own with no parental supervision.
He's independent. They start young.
No wonder he almost get hit by a truck.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't know road safety, this is the way he's going to learn it. But,
oh, jeez, I don't see this ending well.
No, but he's gone now. He's taking a little step.
But
he's
involved.
Looked left
I'm
and
involved,
right.
Ted.
Okay, yeah. I wonder
I'm
what's going to happen to him on the next page. So we've just finished with the road was clear, so he took a little step. But oh no, down below, hissing and sliding, a snake on the road. Natural wildlife.
And I'm assuming, see, is your snake going to be a dark character? Snakes are always mean and dark characters.
He's going to have a little darkness to him, but he'll have a little smile. Do you remember Robin Hood, the Disney movie, like in the olden days? He had a little slithering smile.
They always slither. Why do snakes have to speak with a lisp?
Because that just gives you the vibe, the evil vibe. Snakes.
Why? Well, he's evil, mate. He did a ram raid. He's got a lisp. Why? Like a snake.
Imagine that guy in court testifying. Don Craig, I'm moving on. A snake on the road. Okay. Wayne hopped back as quick as a fox and watched the snake slithering back to the rocks.
Cool, because I was thinking to his box and that wouldn't have made sense because then he would have been...
No, he would be a domesticated snake.
And fox was included there, so there's a lot of...
Yeah, confusing.
No, that's cool.
You might have to explain to the child what a fox is, having just learned what...
Foxes are a little bit sly.
Yeah.
It's a lot for a kid to take on board.
Okay, well, maybe I'll change that.
So no, it's okay. I don't mind that. Different... And the pictures...
The pictures are going to be great.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not an illustrator. I can draw, but it's going to look great.
Okay.
Now, this is a nice little character thing, I think, for Wayne in this next section. He wouldn't give up. He wouldn't stop now. He'd try once more to eat with the cows.
Sounding cow. I knew it would be something cow.
Did you think it was going to be cow?
Yep. I didn't want to interrupt.
You
but
wouldn't
I think
have seen
I still
the picture,
did.
But they're going to be there in the background on the other side of the road. He sees them the whole time. We just haven't mentioned them yet.
Why does he want to hang with the cows?
Because of the juicy... It's back here. The juicy grass as tall as I can see is... tall and green and juicy as can be.
So do the cows reduce the height of the grass to enable Wayne to eat the grass? Is that why he is keen on getting across?
Well, I think...
I'm thinking what his motivation is.
Jealousy. He can see that the cows are eating so much grass and he's got short little grass on his side. Because you know how kangaroos eat short little grass?
Yeah, they nibble away.
And then they leave little nibbly poos?
Yeah.
Other side, cows are eating tall, big, lush grass.
They're jealous
And he's like, I'm jealous. I want some of that. Green grass.
Okay. And where's the fox while this is happening?
The fox is just a simile or whatever.
Secondary character.
He's not even illustrated. He doesn't give it a credit in the book. It's just a rhyme. I needed a rhyme.
Well, fox will be in my next story.
Okay.
That's for sure.
All right. So this time, Wayne went faster. Wayne hopped higher. And with three big leaps, he was a flyer. Like kangaroo. Wayne Carey. Big jumps.
That's good. Well, back to rhyming. That's good.
When he reached the other side, he looked back with a grin. Now he'd eat as much as he could fit in. Get it? He's there for the smorgasbord. It's like my dad. He's there for the smorgasbord.
So he's got to his goal. So the next page is the end.
Almost. This is coming to the thrilling finale.
I want to see how you rhyme the end.
You can't wait for this to end, Duncan.
No,
I can't wait to see your version.
Ted, I've got nothing against it. I just want to see how you rhyme
the
end.
Not the kind of support I was hoping
You've
for.
You've set yourself up with rhyming. I want to hear how you rhyme the end.
Wayne took a step and then had to stop. There was something warm. Something that went plop. There you go.
That didn't go where I think it was going to go.
So you got your attention.
I thought it was going to be a genitalia joke.
What was going to rhyme with stop? Oh, God, there it is.
And with your rhyming, I think that's actually a better rhyme than some of the others.
Well, actually, I did have that stumble earlier in the snake section when I went, oh, no, down below. And I had something long and brown, and I actually wrote that, and I was like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Kid doesn't need to hear that.
No.
So glad you... This thing went plop. It's safe.
Okay. Nice.
The cows left a mess in grass, short and tall, and Wayne's big salad now had meatballs.
Poo meatballs.
Poo meatballs.
Oh, that is
See, I'm going,
off.
I'm going Paul Jennings on this thing now. I'm turning it into sort of like, hey, far out, Brussels sprout.
You know what? I think kids are going to like that.
I think so. Yeah?
Poo meatballs until they're at the table with the parents.
And it's funny because kangaroos are vegetarians and he eats salad, which is grass.
Oh, what do you mean, are they? Of course they are.
Of course they are. Unless you're a tree kangaroo. I found out they eat birds and things. But this is a terrestrial game.
How does a kangaroo. Tree kangaroo catch a bird?
They're a different breed, my friend. They
do they?
I researched
they
it.
Hide they, and,
they sit in trees and they wait for little birds to be
even
born.
Bird catching spiders. I question that.
Oh, I don't know.
Birds are
oh,
hard
I didn't
to
write
catch.
That in my book.
Bird catching spider. Is there a spot for a little bit of
more death, more intrigue?
I think if there was a bird catching spider, that's your dark character. This you can have Slithery Snake and his...
Slithery Snake was just a little...
His criminal friends.
Beware, my friend. That's all he was there. He was a cautionary tale. And then he left. Because, you know, sometimes the road is hot, so you have to go fast.
Beware of the bird-eating spider. Yeah. And the kangaroo's like, I don't care. I'm not a bird.
I'm eating grass. I don't care about
but
birds.
But my cousins have been hanging out in the tree with the bird-eating spider trying to figure out how to catch a bird.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
That's not interesting at all. You threw me off the
but
track.
But I like how your story went there.
Well, I didn't go that way. That's your story.
So what's Wayne up to
Dunk
now?
Is he's now got meatballs in his salad. Meatballs. This is coming to the thrilling
charming,
finale.
Charming.
Flies in his face and poop on his feet. The cow's making noise, no peace to eat. Wayne felt sad about the nasty surprise and wished he'd stayed on his own side. Getting there. Are you starting to see?
Yeah, have the cows, if they're pooing in basically their own dinner plates each time, are they eating their own poo before Wayne turns up?
Cows know how to navigate. They leave. This is kind of actually a lesson in methane and what you stand for, Duncraig. You've talked about it before.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, let's not
They do expel
cows.
A lot of the bad stuff.
The methane's damaging the environment. So well, it's kind of like a lesson
Well, if
in...
you've got kangaroos eating cow poo, greenhouse emissions
reduced.
Solved. Well, no, actually solved.
Would it, really?
Oh, I don't know.
Discuss that with your children because I'm sure you would probably beat them down with some, you know, facts about meat eating.
Some
made
up fact.
Yeah. He looked back over. He looked back over from where he came, and then Wayne realized it was all the same: grass as far as the eye could see, tall and green and juicy as could be. Repetition. Give him the rhyme.
It's done full circle.
Dr. Seuss. He's bringing it back. So he hopped and he jumped and he leapt over the road, and he felt so happy that he was home. And you can read that line if you like. The capitals at the bottom.
And that's why, kids, the grass is always greener on the other side.
Morals. Just going to fold that up. That was my message. What do you think?
I was hoping there'd be some shade reference at the end again.
Shade?
Yeah, when I talked it up at the start, you said...
So you wanted to go back and be
relevant.
Lazy.
It would have been a short story.
What, if he...
Wayne saw some grass on the other side of the road, but he was lazy and lay in the shade.
Thought, nah, stuff it.
She'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not a bad story, and you rhymed most of the way through.
I did rhyme all the way through. It depends on how you say road and whatever I said that you said.
I think inject a bird-eating spider into that story, and we've got one. Ted, not a bad effort.
Thanks, Dunkraig.
Thanks. It's Once Upon a Tangent. Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Auscast Network.